course, it's New Year's Eve tomorrow when we bid adieu to 1 year and toast to a new. And in case you are the one called upon to do the honors, we've got you covered. Jeremy Hobson recently spoke with Maureen Zappala, an internationally recognized distinguished Toastmaster with the public speaking and leadership organization Toastmasters International, about the art of the toast.
One of the things when I coach people, I always tell them, you know what? The people that are listening to you want you to succeed. So relax. It's not about you. It's not about what you look like, what you sound like. Forget about all that. Just think, I have something, a gift that I want to give the audience. And if you look at it like that, it tends to diffuse a lot of the tension.
What if you don't know your audience?
Most times, if you've been invited to give a toast, you know the event organizer, you know the person being honored. Maybe it's a community event or an organization that you're a part of that you have some familiarity with. That's your foundation from where you build your toast. And if you don't know the audience, I always say use decorum. Don't say anything that could possibly offend people. Don't use raw humor. Don't tell long,
lengthy.
Don't get political. Don't get sexual. Don't get religious. Unless it's a religious event, then you certainly can. But just always, use discretion. Most people know where that boundary is. Don't go past it, especially if you don't know your audience. But if you do know the people that invited you or the person being honored, that's where you start. You say something complimentary about the organizers or about the uniqueness of the event, because a toast really is a way to build a bridge of identity between you and the organization, the event, or the person being honored.
When I looked it up online, I Googled how to give a good toast, and the first thing that comes up is don't even think about winging it. Do you agree with that advice?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. That's a train wreck just waiting to happen for many reasons. You'll start to wander. You'll say something that you wish you hadn't said. You'll go on and on and on. So many reasons to not do it. But on the opposite end of the spectrum is to robo-toast it. Write it down, script it, memorize it, and deliver it as if you were reading it. Anybody could have delivered that toast. You want a toast to be personal. Think ahead of what you're going to say. Maybe write out a few bullet points. Maybe if you're really freaking out about it, write out a script and rehearse it. But don't memorize it. Internalize it.
What if you don't have the opportunity to write it in advance and practice it because it's one of those situations where, let's say you're at a holiday dinner this year and somebody just says, well, Jeremy, why don't you say a few words? What do you do then?
First of all, maybe you could just simply say, no, I'm not comfortable, but I'm always up for a challenge. So then just keep it short. Acknowledge the person who is being honored or the event. Maybe pull a quote out of the back of your mind. Maybe give your heartfelt reaction. I am so thankful to be here with all of you. As I look around and I see your smiling faces, it just makes me feel so wonderful to be a part of this group. Would you raise your glass in a toast? Keep it short and sweet. Doesn't have to be more than 30 seconds.
That was Maureen Zappala, a distinguished Toastmaster and president of High Altitude Strategies, speaking to Jeremy Hobson.